Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this Friday with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now Dana, there's a lot for us to talk about, and I've been talking a lot about the election and how it's playing into these markets. But one thing that I really enjoy when I talk to you is that you don't necessarily focus your trading strategies on elections or Fed meetings. You let the market and the charts dictate the trends that you are playing. Let's start off with the U.S. equity markets. We were chatting about, let's say 2 months ago, about the positive internals of the markets, breadth improving, rotation improving. Then we had a bit of a pullback in the U.S. equity markets. Where do we stand now when it comes to the internals and the overall health of the markets?
Sure, Corey. Good to be back. By the way, as we spoke about before, you know, into August, early September, the rally started thinning out. We started getting some warning signs from our quantitative model. We took a bunch of risk off the table. The throughout September, the model teetered on turning negative. We thought it would, which is a good thing, a good argument for following just the market data as opposed to your thought process and human nature. Because in the first half of October, we saw resurgence in breadth, the market internals, the number of groups participating in the bounce. So far from, you know, turning south, actually things improved substantially, especially from a market internal standpoint, which is a large factor that goes into our risk model and determines basically how aggressive we are. So after that improvement in early October, we knew we had, you know, the election coming up. We started getting some warning signs from the volatility market about near-term risk, but those signals appeared to pertain just to that duration, that period encompassing the election. It didn't, and I shared a post with some of your listeners on this a couple weeks ago. It did not suggest to us that the volatility market was concerned about some broader market, broader stock market worries. It was mostly geared towards that election. So we thought, with the improvement we saw in early October in the market internals, the number of areas of the market participating, the technical structure and some of the charts, we thought the market was actually putting in a pretty good base or setting up for a pretty substantial intermediate term rally once we got through that volatility, that pre-election volatility. And into the sell-off last week, we started buying aggressively, gearing up our portfolio substantially in that long. And as of last Friday, we probably had more positions, more long positions on than we have, you know, since maybe, late spring or maybe in years, because just with the expansion of the number of attractive sectors and the setup. So fortunately, you know, it's contrary to the I think the prevailing wisdom going into the election, as far as if there's going to be a disputed election, if we don't have a resolution, if there's going to be chaos in the markets. Our signals, our models were telling us otherwise, and so far it's paid off.
Yeah, no kidding, especially the moves this week. You and I are recording late in the day on Thursday, pretty much right at the market close, but it's been a very nice move so far this week for U.S. equity markets. Is there a time frame that you have for this sort of move? How long you think you might be riding out these factors, or any individual charts or sectors that you're going to be looking at to give you a heads up as to when it's time to clean out some of these positions?
Sure. Well, we're going to follow our models. But our main risk model is the intermediate term model, like I mentioned. Now it has been on a buy signal since April. But we can almost call a reset in September when it almost turned south, didn't quite turn south. So we focus that's focused on the intermediate term, which is generally from 2 to 6 months. So I would say generally in that time frame is a good set of expectations to have for maybe a rally. And if you look at the charts, you saw some of that older relative strength stuff like healthcare and technology that ran up into that top in late August, early September. It's basically gone sideways since, and despite the relative underperformance in those areas, it's done nothing more than consolidate those gains, and now it's in position to rally again. On top of that, you have other new relative strength areas like materials and, I don't know, home builders, some of the energy names, a whole assortment of names, and some of the broader market measures that you look at the small and mid-cap growth names that broke out in early October, came back, tested that breakout level last week. Those just from a charting perspective, that would suggest it has, you know, several months to go in terms of rally potential here. So I would say, you know, looking in that intermediate term time frame of 2 to 6 months is probably a good bet to have at this point.
All right. Well, Dana, let's talk about the bond market as well, because yields were pretty volatile this week. And coming into the election, the yields were rising, especially on the long end. And then on election day after the election, boy, oh boy, they took a hit. Now, they're not down at their lows that they were, let's say, the March washout or at the beginning of August. What is your outlook for bonds, though? Do you think that general uptrend is going to continue, or has that just been turned on its head now?
We've seen nothing to kind of counteract or dispel that the uptrend in yields right now. In our mind, we've been short the bond market, the long bond, for about the last 3 or 4 weeks. Took some profits on the 30-year when we spiked up towards about that 165 level. Came back down, and that yesterday certainly our short bond position did not help us at all. But still held support right around that 150 level. We'll keep an eye on that as far as the 30-year yield is concerned. Shorted some more actually on a test of that yesterday. We think the benefit of the doubt still to the upside in yields and downside in prices. So we would not be surprised to still see higher yields here in the near term, maybe another test at 165, and ultimately maybe like 184, 185 on the 30-year, and potentially on the 10-year, if we can get going again, maybe up towards that 107 level.
All right, let's also talk about the gold market, because gold, very good day yesterday, finally got that money flowing into it in more or less the same aggressive nature that the U.S. markets had it in. Ended the day right around 1950. What is this gold move higher? Is this enough to tell you that finally this consolidation period is over?
Potentially, you know, we operate in ETF land. So for our clients, it's all ETF. So looking at, we've been bullish, as you know, on the precious metals complex for the last year and a half or so. As far as GLD and gold, basically rallied up, you know, earlier this summer, right up to those highs from 2011. So this consolidation, this pullback that we've seen, not unhealthy at all. In fact, better to do that than try to break out straight through, which usually results in a false breakout. So the consolidation has not been unhealthy. We did take some profits when we hit those former highs, waiting for a little bit lower prices to either lower prices to add some back in, or a breakout of resistance to the upside, and a better sign that, you know, the consolidation is over and opens up the upside to further to another up leg. And what we're seeing today might be the latter. We're seeing a breakout above key resistance, which does open up further upside. So maybe we don't get those lower prices that we're waiting for. Maybe we'll be off to the races again for now. So at least it's up above better pivot levels. And I think the benefit of the doubt now in gold and gold miners is certainly back to the upside. So we are long, and we continue to look for opportunities to get more long.
So how important is the close of today's trading on Friday going to be for gold miners and gold?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. As far as GLD, we'd like to see it hold up above roughly that 179, 180 level. And then if you're looking at GDX, we typically trade. Right now we're long GDX. We'd like to see it hold up above that 40 level. As long as we're above those levels, then we think we've got a good chance to continue to move higher.
All right, Dan, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you for kicking off this Friday. Man, oh man, it's been a busy week, and I assume that the next little while, probably until year end, is still going to remain very busy and also very volatile. But right now, it seems like a lot of money has been coming into the markets, whether it was on the sidelines for the election or whatever reason that might be. Hopefully, it does keep hitting a broad, wide range of markets. Dana, thanks for your time today, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks, Corey.